Dolphins, GM Chris Greer agreed to mutually part ways amid disastrous season. By Dylan Gwynn on October 31, 2025. Major moves were expected after Miami's embarrassing loss to Baltimore on Thursday night, and one big move has indeed been made. On Friday, the Dolphins announced that they had mutually parted ways with general manager Chris Greer. "This morning, I made the decision, along with general manager Chris Greer, to mutually part ways," owner Stephen Ross said in a statement. "I have incredible respect for Chris and his family, and I want to thank him for his many contributions to the Miami Dolphins over the past 26 years. As I assessed the state of the team and in my discussions with Chris, it became clear to both of us that change could not wait. We must improve, in 2025, 2026 and beyond, and it needs to start right now." Greer has spent the entirety of this century in the employ of the Dolphins. He was first hired by the team in 2000 and promoted to general manager in 2016. While Greer has hit on some picks and player investments over the years, as Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio puts it, his handling of quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's contract has drawn particular scrutiny. Greer signed off on a long-term extension for quarterback Tua Tagovailoa that pays $150 million over 3 years, fully guaranteed, Florio writes. The contract was offered and accepted at a time when the Dolphins could have allowed Tagovailoa to play under his fifth-year option at $23.2 million, with multiple franchise tags available beyond the 2024 season. That decision does not sit well with the Fish faithful, given Tagovailoa's monumental struggles this year. The Dolphins currently sit at 2-6 on the season and would be at the bottom of the AFC East if they didn't share the division with the woeful one-win Jets. Miami has announced that senior personnel executive Champ Kelly will serve as the interim GM.